At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Housewives of the True Crime.
After Christmas edition, recording before Christmas edition.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully we're just predicting the future and everybody is
healthy.
What I said, healthy.
Healthy.
Healthy more than anything.
Yeah.
And your bellies are full and your spirits are high. And
you got your stretchy pants on.
Oh, always. I was talking to a mom today and we both had like cute black leggings, but they had some sort of design in them, you know?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, you know, I just don't like wearing jeans anymore. And I was like, girl, me
preach.
Neither.
Preach.
Like, black leggings, it is for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I got a little stress going on today because the last thing I really need to pull off Christmas is this bike that Santa is getting for one of my kids. And I ordered it from the Walmart and I had it sent to my husband's office. Smart,
has
right?
Has it shown up? Yes.
Yeah, apparently I didn't have it sent to my husband's office, so it's showing up today. And you know, they just drop that off in like a great big, yeah, a great big box. So I'm like checking my text messages from Walmart all the time because FedEx is going to ruin the surprise.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not coming to me like I keep doing to you.
I know.
I keep sending shit to Gretchen's house by accident on Amazon. And she's like, did you order silverware? Like, yes. And she's like, why are you ordering silverware? It's like, because my shit gets thrown away.
Oh, yeah.
I like have no forks.
I know. Where does it go? Where
it
does it
the
go?
Trash. The kids throw it in the trash.
I think that is what they do. They throw it in the trash.
Yes.
With their socks.
That's what my husband would say. Like, I don't have any socks. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
Hallelujah. My son found his sweatshirt. One of them. Of course, I've replaced them since. Yeah. So it was at his like special reading room. He couldn't wait to show me.
That'll save you $50 or however.
Well, no, I already spent it, damn it.
Well, no. Oh, because you bought a new one? Christmas present.
Because it's cold. It is so cold. I can't even deal.
I know. I'm coming to California today. And guess what I'm packing? Sweaters and jackets.
Yeah, you better.
That is not what I was anticipating.
I know.
My New York closet is coming to California.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a episode today for you.
I'm ready.
That is sure to make you depressed, so I'm going to apologize ahead of time.
Oh no.
For this one.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's not like you know, like soothing, like how we like our crime?
It's not Naked Zumba. I wish it was. That one will be my all-time like, I mean, if I could do Zumba naked and actually like it, like the jiggle or not even jiggle, I that would be a great Christmas present.
My new house has mirrored closets in my room and I saw myself naked, full body shot the other day.
Oh, what were you doing?
Oh, Lord. I was just getting dressed, but I mean, I try not to be naked ever. You know,
I'm sure your husband likes those mirrored closets. I think that's why people did that in the day.
Yeah, that is totally why they did that. It doesn't matter if I'm lights out girl. Okay.
You know, my friend, when I was growing up, her parents had a mirror. They had a waterbed with a mirrored ceiling. Like on top of the waterbed was a mirrored ceiling. And I thought it was so cool when I was a kid. I was like, wow, your parents have the coolest bed.
No, they were like getting their freak on. That's the equivalent of the moms that have a stripper pole in their room.
Right.
Yeah. And the kids are all like, oh, I got to ride the fire pole at my friend's house. Like, oh, oh. Interesting. Let's sanitize your hands.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, we are not talking about any of that today.
Okay.
We're talking about something else. So let's get to it.
Okay.
Okay. So I am talking about December. So there is that in relation to what's going on these days. December 3rd, 2016, to be exact, was any normal day in Neptune City, New Jersey. Have you heard of Neptune City?
I have. Is that like one of those cities with the boardwalk on it?
I have no idea, actually, but it is a Jersey Shore city.
So, oh, yeah. Okay.
So I was thinking, so since you watch all that stuff,
sort of
you might actually know.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's probably really cold there on December 3rd, because today, actually, I looked up the weather and it was 38 degrees. So I'm assuming December 3rd, 2016 was probably similar, very cold. It's a smallish town, about 28,000 people, modest town. House prices are around $300,000 to $500,000, unless you're one of the lucky few that live on the shoreline. That's when it bumps up to like a mill.
Yeah, well, they make all that money because they probably rent it out.
Yeah, I think so. And they're super cute.
Even
they're
just like those, half of the summer, rent it out.
Yeah. They're those cute houses, you know, that have, they're like blue and white.
Cute.
That kind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the kind of town where people know people and everyone looks out for one another, which would explain the local Uber driver calling in an abandoned car he saw parked on the side of the road in the middle of a bridge. I mean, I see abandoned cars daily on the freeways in Dallas, and never once have I thought about calling 911 to report it. And you know me, I don't have a problem calling 911.
No, you don't. You got that shit on speed dial.
But not like if I saw an abandoned car, I would not call 911. I just would think they got a flat tire or something. I don't know. But Mr. Uber driver had a weird feeling as he drove over the bridge on the early hours of December 3rd. So he called the 911 and told the police about this car. He basically says, hey, go check it out. I looked inside when I was driving by. No one seems to be in it. And since it is a small town, police were on it. The car was an older sedan. No one was around, but the keys were in the ignition, which is pretty weird.
That is weird.
You take your keys. If your car breaks down, you take your keys with you, right?
Right.
The car license plate pulled up that it was registered to a 96-year-old woman, which, by the way, would really be old to be driving.
It is old.
But turns out 96-year-old lady wasn't actually driving the car. She had let her 19-year-old granddaughter have the car. Her granddaughter's name was Sarah Stern. Sarah was a budding disco biscuit. 19, very pretty, artistic, loved the arts and actually had real talent. Not like me where I love the arts, but I can't draw for shit.
Right.
Sarah grew up in Neptune City, loved Disney, as well as her parents loved Disney. Her mother and father were both the Disney aficionados, which I love because I love Disney also. Her mother, Carla, died in 2013 from a long battle of cancer, but she was an amazing lady. She owned a bookstore in town and ran the PTA, kind of like you.
I don't run the PTA. I stay steer so far away from that shit.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started on the PTA.
And I know you don't own a bookstore either. You're all about the audiobooks.
Oh, yeah. Right? I did have a fantasy about owning a bookstore, books and furniture for a period of my life where I was watching the You've Got Mail movie on repeat.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd be real cute like Meg Ryan, cut my hair, be like Gitchy.
She has the best face for that short hair.
Yeah, I don't. I did cut my hair one time and
it
didn't work out for me.
No, it's not my jam either. You got to have a tiny nose.
Thanks.
That's the thing with, well, I'm just saying, like, that's why it didn't work out for me. Your nose is perfect. It's just not an A-list nose, okay?
No.
Got to have the tiny
She looked nose great with short of. Hair.
That because she has a small nose. I'm telling you, that is one thing you need for the short haircut.
Okay.
In my opinion, don't come at me.
Okay.
Okay. So when Carla, who was Sarah's mom, left this world, which Sarah was just 15, so I cannot even imagine being a 15-year-old losing your mom. It was most likely super devastating. But Sarah also was all that Michael, her dad, had left, right? So that's also real devastating for your dad. And she was an only child. So as Sarah, being a teenager, when she was left with just her dad, you can think that it wasn't easy, especially being a strong-headed teenager. She sought adventure and moving away from her dad. You know, I feel like we all were there.
For sure.
Me and you, for sure. By 19, Sarah had that feeling of getting away. She had recently went to Canada for some sort of like YouTube vid convention, and she fell in love with Toronto. Have you been to Toronto?
No, I have not been to Toronto. But
well,
I hear it's cold.
In the winter, it is cold. But it's a super cool city. So I don't blame her for wanting to move there. They have good food. And dude, she lives in Jersey. Like, it's freaking cold there too. So.
Well, I had a roommate one time who took a who abandoned me because she got a job and was in Toronto. And so I moved out of this great place. And then she moved back after 3 months. She was like, couldn't do it. So damn cold.
Too cold. California to Toronto, different story. You got to be ready for the snow for multiple months at a time. Yeah, I don't see it. But that is where Sarah wanted to go. Her desire was to move to Canada eventually. So I'm going to take you back to the car Sarah was driving that was on the bridge. Police called immediately Sarah's father, who happened to be at Disney World at the time with his girlfriend. I mean, he was at a hotel because it was like,
okay, as long as he said he was with his He's with his girlfriend, not by himself.
Oh, yeah, not by himself.
That would
be another level. Mm-hmm. He confirmed, yes, that was Sarah's car, and it was real strange that she would just leave it. He immediately tried to call Sarah on her phone, and it was off, which 19-year-olds don't generally turn their phone off ever.
No.
Her dad knew something was off, so he jumped in his car in the early morning and headed straight back to Jersey from Florida. Police go to Sarah and Michael's house, and there is no one there but Sarah's dog. The neighbors, who had been lifelong friends with Sarah's family, had actually seen Sarah that day before. And just to clarify, I'm talking about, like, this is 3 a.m. They're going to the house. It's like the morning of the 3rd, but the night of the 2nd, okay?
Okay.
So the neighbors are like, yes, she was here on the 2nd, just earlier that day, and she had dropped off a box of stuff that had belonged to her mom, which is a really kind of a strange thing, right? Like, why doesn't she want to keep it at her house? The friend said she didn't really think anything of it at the time, but now that she's not around, it's kind of strange.
Yeah.
The neighbor, Carly is her name, also informed the police that Sarah was with her friend Liam when she came by. Liam and Sarah were longtime friends. They had known each other since they were just 6 years old, and they were best buds. Nothing romantic, just friends. Police then head straight to Liam's house. At the same time that they're headed to Liam's house, they are also deploying Coast Guard to look in the Shark River, which was below the bridge, for Sarah.
That is a gnarly name for a river.
Yes, well, it goes straight out to the ocean, like, fast. So, yeah, it's a gnarly name for a river.
It reminds me of bull sharks. You know, they're terrifying.
Yes, they are terrifying.
They come and get, those are like the scariest of the sharks, and I actually am a fan of the sharks.
Do they swim up the rivers?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, freshwater places. And so that, and they don't mess around.
That's scary. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would say since they deployed the Coast Guard and they're going to these houses right away, this police department is freaking on it, right? Like that usually does not happen, but it's a small town. They don't got shit to do. So they're thinking at this point, it is weird. This girl is nowhere. It's a possible suicide, but they don't really know, but they're taking it serious. The police get to Liam's house and it's butt crack of dawn and he's woken up by them knocking on the door. He's really groggy.
Liam, you Liam? You got a second? Can I come in and talk to you real quick?
Yeah, no problem, officer.
Is Sarah here by chance?
No.
When was the last time you talked to her?
I was with her today.
What time?
Before I went to work.
So it was earlier today?
Yeah.
When was the last time you had any kind of contact at all with her? Turn some light on if you don't mind.
I mean, we went to get food today.
And you went to work at what time?
4:30.
Okay, so you haven't talked to her since 4:30? No. You have a cell phone you can reach out to her on?
I actually haven't been able to find my cell phone.
Any idea where it's at?
I've been calling it all day. All
right, so you haven't been able to talk to her? You don't know where your cell phone is?
No.
All right, keep looking for your cell phone, man, because we're trying to find Sarah. What was her mindset last time you talked to her?
I just know she's been trying to get away. She's been telling me she's going to Canada.
Trying to get away, okay. Canada, she's been real depressed lately.
Her dad is crazy.
Okay, and then she's dealing with the loss of her mother. Her dad's in Florida right now, right?
Her dad, yeah. He's coming back today, I guess. I don't know what time it is.
If you can maybe reach out to some friends, maybe hit our message on social media.
I definitely will.
Start reaching out to somebody, see if anybody's talked to her or...
Yeah.
When they talked to her, what her mindset was and all that, all right?
I'm planning on getting a phone as soon as I wake
okay.
up.
Okay.
And,
we spoke
as soon as
before.
You hear anything, call the Neptune City or Neptune Township Police Department and let us know. Thank you.
So, my only red flag here is when this dude says he loses his phone. Like, how'd you lose your phone? You're 19. Do you lose your phone at 19?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I lost my phone, but I'm going to go get a new one tomorrow. I don't know. That was a red flag to me. But
what's a red flag to me is being able to be so soundly asleep. Like what kind of sleep gummy, CBD do you have going on to be so restful?
How well did you sleep at 19?
I don't remember. I don't think I did much sleeping. Did I? I probably did.
Oh, at 4 a.m. when they get to his house or whatever time it was. I mean... The guy doesn't have shit care in the world. Works at a steakhouse.
Right.
That's like us.
Yeah.
Plays video games all day. That's basically what he said. We went and got Taco Bell. We played some video games.
Burrito. Okay. Yeah.
And then I went to work.
Oh, just so you all know, the Mexican pizza is back. Merry Christmas. They took it away. Remember, they gave it to us. They took it away.
Now it's back. Okay. Good. You know, they like to do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, he did say that she wanted to go to Canada and that her dad is crazy. So maybe she did just take off.
Okay.
The next day, her family is all together. Friends are texting her, calling, doing, you know, what, like, ever you do when you can't find somebody. And her family's just like, she didn't just take off. Like, that's not her. And the thought of suicide, I think, was actually there. Like, maybe she was sad that her mom died and she couldn't hold it in anymore. And like, we just had this DJ that took his life this last week. And that guy didn't seem to not have any signs either. So, you know, it does happen.
Twitch. Well, I was just thinking the same thing. Hopefully by the time this episode airs, we'll have some more answers because I am like...
You can't.
I can't shake it, dude. I went on his TikTok. I'm like,
me too.
I'm like, I can't. I don't get it.
I don't either. And he's got these three beautiful
babies.
So I asked my husband about it because I was like, how does he leave them? How? Like, why would you do that? And my husband just, he's like, you know what? He just felt like it would be better for their life if he wasn't in it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I was like, but that's not true. I don't care. I don't care. Like, it's not true. Right.
I know. My husband's, you know what my husband said? He's like, I think we don't understand as a society as whole, like mental illness or whatever. And clearly he was suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or he wouldn't have made that choice. But my husband is like, he's like, I don't get it because I would kill someone who hurt my children. So how could I kill myself?
Well, I'm glad that he thinks that way because I feel like my husband's like, well, maybe he just felt like it would be better for them if he wasn't there. And it's never that way, right? It's never that way. Your kids need you. Your family needs you. I don't know. And then I was like, oh, for sure. Him and his wife got into it. But then I'm like, well, maybe it's work related. Maybe he didn't feel like he could sustain that lifestyle that he had when he was working on Ellen for all those years that was probably bringing him a lot of money. And then it's like, bam, you're actually nobody in that business unless you keep on TV. You know, it's a hard business.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But anyways, back to Sarah. I think that it was one of those things where they're like, did she, could she, had she had some inner demons that nobody knew about? Well, the very next day, when local bank manager got word of Sarah's disappearance, he called the police right away to let them know that she was actually in the bank that afternoon. She had two safety deposit boxes at the bank and she took one that day. Police reviewed the footage and they see this happy-go-lucky girl waving to the bank manager and walking out like without a care in the world, not like somebody that was just going to jump off a bridge in a few hours, but maybe someone that was taking out all of her money to get away. Mm. However, it turns out that she left most of the money in the bank. Sarah had actually found a shoebox full of money hidden at her family's vacation home. She had assumed her mother had hid it there for her. She was pretty secretive about it, actually. I'm not sure she even told her dad. She did call and tell her aunt, who told her not to tell anyone and just put it in a safety deposit box in the bank, which she did.
Listen, smart girl, who wants to tell the dad that's off at Disney World with his new girlfriend after your mom dies?
Well, it was 3 years and
still. She's a teenager. You know, she's had to have felt like some kind of way about that, right?
I know. They said that she liked the girlfriend and that it was copacetic, which maybe it was. But yeah, I mean, for sure. And they didn't take her to Disney World.
I know. That's what I was thinking, too.
I know. So I'm not even sure she even counted all the money when she put it in the safety deposit box. The other thing is there were, I think, a couple more people that knew about the money, and her buddy Liam definitely knew about the money. I think he may have also been with her when she found it. Mm. So if she was going to run and start a new life in Canada, you would think that she would have taken all the money, not just like a quarter of it.
Yeah.
Or a tenth of it or whatever it was, right? Police also found her passport, Social Security, Christmas presents, all in her room, which indicated that girlfriend didn't just up and vanish to go to Canada. This whole thing is looking very suspicious, but there is nothing to really point fingers at anyone. The neighbors had video footage from their Ring doorbell or some sort of camera system like that, and you could see her car coming and going. You can also see Liam's car leaving around 4 o'clock, which is when he said he left to go to work. And then you see her car leaving again around 11:55 at night. So they have a bit of a timeline. You know, she never comes back after that 11:55, and then they find her car on the bridge shortly after. They bring Liam back to the station one more time for questioning after that groggy moment in the morning. Because at that point, they were just like, hey, bud, you know, like, if you hear anything, if you know where she is, you know, get back to us.
Okay.
Now they're like, you never told us about that bank situation. So maybe there's something there. So they bring him in to question him again. And Liam gives the same story, pretty much as you heard it when they were at the house. He says he got to her house around one. They took some stuff across the street to put at the neighbor's basement. Then they went to Taco Bell, probably get the Mexican pizza, but also, man, maybe not. 2016.
Nacho Bel Grande. That's what you got to eat in the car. That's the thing about the Mexican pizza. It's hard to eat. So messy.
You know what I always get? Just a bean and cheese burrito, no onions, and I slather it with Taco Bell's hot sauce. Yeah. That's it. Then they came back. They played some video games until he had to leave to work, which all seemed to line up with the footage of the camera. But one thing he did leave out was, which was what I just said, is the bank information. So they questioned him about that. And he says, oh, yeah, we did stop there, but I didn't get out of the car. And he didn't. He didn't go into the bank. They questioned him about what she was doing in the bank. And he said he didn't really know. But he did say she found some money and she basically goes to the bank here and there to take some out, which she wasn't working at that point. She was just doing her art. So I'm assuming that he kind of knew she was going to live in off that if she needed, you know, spending money. Mm-hmm. They ask how much she had in there. And he's like, I have no clue. And when I watch these videos, these interrogations, I would say there's nothing really that sticks out to me except for two things. He shakes his head up and down like I'm doing right now to you.
Okay.
The whole time in the interview, almost like he's saying yes, but also like a nervous twitch, right? Like if you're just constantly like doing that. He does it that morning when they get to the house and he does it at the station. And then they also question him one other time that I watched when they were at like a search party for her. And they said something and he's with a bunch of friends and he's doing that head shake. So maybe it's just him. I don't know. The other weird thing is he asked the investigator if she did jump in, would she be out to the ocean by now? Which I guess is like a, I don't know. Is that weird?
Yes.
They found it kind of weird.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a valid question, but it's a strange one, especially if he thinks she went to Canada.
You wouldn't even, I feel like if my friend was missing or something like that, I wouldn't even say that out loud. I wouldn't even want to be thinking she possibly did jump off the bridge. So I'm not going to ask what happened to her body.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
It would just be all focused on finding.
Yeah. So, you know, even if they did think that Liam was somehow involved, no body, no crime, really. And that is what this case was looking like. It was going pretty cold until they got a huge...
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Lead. A former classmate of Sarah's named Anthony Curry had a strange encounter with Liam over the summer when he was home for a bit. Anthony actually lived in New York and was an aspiring filmmaker in the realm of horror, which is funny because that's not my jam.
No, me neither.
But we do true crime, but horror is like not my thing.
Not gory.
So over the summer, Liam had told him a plan to kill Sarah and steal her money. What Anthony says is basically he thought it was a movie plot idea that Liam had. He didn't think it was actually true. But when it actually became true, he called his dad and told him, like, dude, that friend of mine actually told me he was going to do that. And the dad, thankfully, was like, you better call the police right freaking now.
Good dad.
Yeah, I know. Good dad. That's what I was thinking. So this weird encounter, to me, I don't know if it was a movie idea or it's just Anthony didn't do anything. So he's like, it was a movie idea.
Okay, well, that's what I kind of think about these horror movie loving people. That they, I mean, obviously, there are people that love horror movies. But often I feel like there are horror movie loving people like that guy that shot up the theater looking like the Joker in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
That blur the lines. And yes. Of reality. And that scares the piss out of me.
Well, when I went to that scary house, what do you call those?
Haunted houses.
Yeah. There is some shit in there that is terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you think up this stuff, it borders on the shit that we talk about, you know, like weird, creepy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I do know that there are some people that are into that stuff that are normal. My son actually had a special ed teacher who I'm like friends with on Facebook right now because I adored her so much. And she does all the scary dolls and makes them look all like bloody and crazy.
Yeah, that's scary. That's weird.
And she also is really into Disney and special ed kids. It's like, whoa, I know a lot about your life. But she's sweet as pie.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Anthony did the right thing. I think he's a good guy. I think that being a 19-year-old kid, hearing somebody say all this shit to you, you don't really think they're going to do it.
Oh, no, of course not.
Yeah. So police are very interested in this, and they get Anthony to set up a sting operation, which I freaking love. I love stings. It is like, oh, gosh, I'm like, put a camera and a wire and let's get it.
Yeah.
So Anthony first calls Liam to ask to borrow some money for a new camera for his movie. He says he broke his camera and if Liam can spot him some cash out of that girl's money. Liam says, yeah, I can't talk about it over the phone, so let's meet. Mm. So police then rig Anthony's car with audio, video, which is awesome. I mean,
yeah,
rig it all. And what happens next is chilling.
Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. Listeners, did you know each year Americans throw away 25% more trash from Thanksgiving to New Year's? This year, let's turn our New Year's resolution into actions that make a difference by switching to Blue Land. An estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. It's a lose-lose situation for us and the planet. But Blue Land has made it their mission to do something about it. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Refills start at just $2.25. Tab and I are loving Blue Land. We love how great the products work and smell, and the space saving from just having refillable tablets to store instead of bulky bottles is great. Also, we love having it shipped to our doors. It's so convenient and just one less thing to think about at the grocery store. And hello, Blue Land saves you money and helps the planet. What is not to love about that? Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink to get 15% off. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
When Liam gets in Anthony's car, Liam first goes down to pat Anthony down, right? So he's kind of like a little sus. He tells Anthony that the FBI is on his ass and he knows that Anthony's not a snitch, but he needs to check him. And Anthony is real cool. He's like, okay, all good. You know, no worries. And he's like, what are they on your ass for? And he's like, yeah, because of Sarah. And then Anthony's like, well, what the hell happened? And Liam spills it. He holds absolutely nothing back in a way that would make you want to punch him in the face and then slowly watch alligators attack him.
Oh.
That's the kind of person that, like, I don't want to do that to anybody, but this fucking Liam is the worst human being, in my opinion, on this planet. Or one of them. There's a couple. So Liam tells Anthony that he had planned it out for 6 months and basically had his chance after she went to the bank and he had convinced Sarah to take out her box of money. He says he thought he was walking away with $50,000 to $100,000, but got less than a quarter. Actually, he got less than $10,000. What he also says is that his roommate, Preston Taylor, also helped him in this awful scheme. So I'm going to play you a portion of what he says, and I will spare you from the accounts of the actual murder, which he tells this guy every ounce of it. And it's really disturbing. He has absolutely no remorse. This guy is like truly a sociopath.
I fucking dropped my phone at Sarah's house. My phone was at Sarah's house. Like,
wait, you left your phone?
Yeah, I lost it. I couldn't find it. I had to go to work. I had timed everything out so that...
Fuck, why did you take your phone? You should have left it in your fucking pocket.
Dude.
What were you doing?
Strangling someone. I took her out, dragged her into the back, put her in the bathroom, and then I had to go straight to work.
Okay, so that's disturbing. And that was just a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. So he strangles her and then he gets a good night's sleep. That's extra disturbing.
And the way he's telling it is just like, what the actual F?
Yeah.
Like, you don't care at all.
No.
So it's.
I see what you're saying, as in he's one of the worst people, because there is something. I mean, obviously, we hate all bad people, or hate, you know. We're not fans of bad people. But when they are bad and calculated and manipulative,
And he was her friend.
Yes.
Since they were 6 years old.
Yes. That is a whole other kind of like incomprehensible, crazy, bad. It's extra bad.
Extra bad.
Yeah.
Yes. So as soon as Anthony's like, okay, bro, wow, good talk. See you later. The investigators are on it. I mean, they were watching this shit the whole time, right?
Oh my God. I can't imagine. So,
and they're like, oh my God, gold. This is like gold. Like this is awesome, because they were going like these. They did not have shit.
Yeah.
You know? So they first go and arrest Preston. You know, his name is Preston Taylor. This guy was not on their radar at all, but Liam just mentioned that Preston helped him in this scheme. So Preston is also a friend of Sarah's. They actually went to freaking prom together.
Oh, God.
Preston initially says, when they arrest him, he initially says, hey, it's Sarah's dad. Oh, he says, Sarah's dad's crazy. She doesn't have a good relationship with him. I think she wanted to go to Canada. Basically what him and Liam rehearsed. But it didn't take long for Preston to break. They were basically like, hey, Preston, we actually know exactly what you did. And if your ass doesn't want to get life, then you better start talking. And start talking fast. And so Preston, like a smart individual, starts talking. He even leads investigators to the safes where they hid the money. and he makes a plea deal so he can get leniency. Preston recounts what Liam told Anthony plus more, which is Preston got a call when Liam and Sarah were at the bank, which indicated that Liam was going to kill Sarah after they got back to her house with the cash. Liam strangled Sarah and put her in the bathroom and then had to leave to go to work. He ran home right before work and told Preston that he did it, and Preston needed to go over there to move Sarah's body outside to hide her until later that night and look for his phone. So Preston did just that. He went to Sarah's. He found her just as Liam said. He dragged her outside until Liam got off work. At that point, the two went back to Sarah's house where they put her in her own front seat of her car. Liam drove to the bridge. And unfortunately, on the Ring doorbell, you could only see the car. You couldn't see who was coming and going in the car. When they got to the bridge, Liam was unable to get Sarah over the bridge himself, so he walkie-talkied Preston to help him. I guess they had bought these walkie-talkies for this day if it would eventually come. So Preston pulls up and helps Liam throw Sarah off the bridge. They leave the keys in the ignition to make it look like a suicide, and also think of this plan to say that she was unhappy. She was unhappy with her dad. She wanted to move to Canada, and her dad was crazy. When they got home, they saw that the cash was actually falling apart because it was so freaking old, and it was less than $10,000. They separate the money and bury it in two separate places, go about their regular day. Just like you said, they go to sleep, they wake up, they throw parties actually in the days after. I mean, it's crazy.
For a couple grand.
For a couple $1,000.
Yeah.
After Preston's arrest, they go and arrest Liam, where of course he pleads not guilty and goes to trial. Liam's defense team tries to make up some story about how Preston is a liar and his confession to Anthony was just a storyline for a movie for Anthony. But after the jury was shown the video in Anthony's car, there was absolutely no way you could ever believe this guy or believe that it was a movie plot.
Yeah. Well, what else is his defense attorney going to say? Like, he confessed, it's on tape.
Yeah,
he has to be like, oh, he was telling a story. Like that's his only option.
True. And how he convinced his friend to help him is just so beyond me. Like, I can't. How do you do this that? You're like, hey,
how old was he?
19.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that you got to watch those young men. Their cerebral shit is not fully developed. They're not thinking right.
I guess not.
You got to be preaching to your sons. Like, if you're ever thinking of something, you run it by me first. Anything.
Anything. Even if you want to help your friend throw anything. A girl over the bridge.
Anything.
That you went to prom with.
Especially that. But anything. You need to be running it by me.
The defense team also had one last thread of hope as they called this dude that said he saw Sarah walking on the bridge that day. He says, I saw her. I know it was her. 100% certain. She was wearing heels and a leather jacket. And she's alive. This guy actually goes on the stand to say this. They were like, but her car was towed. Nope, I saw it. Pull up the towing records. But the defense were like, I mean, that's scratching at anything, right? He even said, I know I'm going to see her one day. She's going to resurface and she was going to say she was in Canada. I don't know what this guy's smoking, but
some people just like to insert themselves in crimes.
I know. It's true. I think this guy was one of them. Also, Sarah would not be wearing heels. She's not that kind of person. She's tomboy, comfort wearing girl. So this guy's tripping.
Yeah.
And the jury knew he was tripping, so they sentenced Liam to life in prison without the parole with an additional 10 years. And from what I see online, when I pull up his records, he got an additional 20 years on top of that. So whatever, he's not getting out. He's in prison for life.
Okay.
Preston got 18 years with a parole date of 2032. And I think he went into prison in 2019. Actually, on my wedding day, my anniversary, June 21st, the judge told him basically that he was just as bad as his friend and he could have stopped it, which I agree.
Yes, I like that judge.
I feel so bad for Sarah's dad. He lost his wife and then he lost his daughter, which is beyond devastating. And that was his only child. His life will never be full and happy. And I just hope that when he looks at her artwork, he finds like a gleam of happiness. He also said that he never wants to look or talk to Liam ever in his life. Liam's mother is in denial.
Okay.
She thinks that her son could never kill anybody and that he was just auditioning for a movie scene in that car. I just say, keep dreaming, lady, because
it would be a pretty, I can't really judge the mom because that would be a pretty tough pill to swallow.
Oh my God. When, like, that video of him is so disturbing that I think you would say that. You would be like, that's not my son. Like, I didn't raise somebody like that.
Yeah.
Like, how is he that person? You know? Side note, they did find Liam's phone at Sarah's house. Yeah, they did. And when they got Liam's new phone, which he did get the next day, Liam transferred all of his phone numbers over, you know, to his new phone, except for Sarah's.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay.
So
that's
you did it, Liam.
That's the nail in the coffin.
Right.
Really. Well, I would like to think, though, as the mother of somebody, if they did something like that, I'd like to be like, you did something horrendous.
Own it.
Say own it. Say sorry.
Say you're sorry. Yeah, he did not.
But if she's never going to hold him accountable, that's probably why he turned out to be so crazy.
Yeah.
Got to hold those kids accountable.
Yeah, he probably was never held accountable for anything. Little fucker.
I've just made all my kids pick up all their damn socks this morning before they went to school.
Good.
I don't know why they take them off and throw them all over the house. What is that? Sock confetti? Stupid.
Guess what? I found 3 pairs today in between my kid's bed and like the dresser. I'm like, what? Like, what is this?
How do they even get there?
He takes them off in the middle of the night.
Oh my God.
I'm like, don't wear socks to bed. I don't like it either. It's not good.
My daughter's class had this sock exchange for their like holiday party.
Actually.
Yeah, it is a good exchange. But my daughter ended up with slippers. Okay. They're like slippers. They go on like socks.
Little slipper socks. Yeah.
She wants to wear them. Yes, she wants to wear them as socks. They have like pom-pom balls on the front.
Yeah,
I'm like, you can't. It's not going to work out for you.
She is also wearing
like brown sweatpants with sunflowers and then a pink and blue t-shirt with Hawaii on it. And then a dark blue, her whole outfit is not working for her. And I argued with her over that this morning and then I'm really drawing the line with the candy cane striped slipper. Those are slippers. Don't you want friends? Come on, girl.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we want friends. So please follow us on Housewives of True Crime group on Facebook. Follow our TikTok. Follow our YouTube, Housewives of True Crime. I don't know. Somehow it got fixed. It's Housewives of True Crime YouTube now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to tell you something else later.
What?
Boring. I'll tell you later.
Okay. Oh, we also, if you want ad-free, go to Apple and subscribe to our bonus or subscribe to us, something like that. I think you just subscribe. And if you're not on Apple, you can go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. We give one extra episode a week and Gretchen gives a bonus crime once a month. And it is always a juicy one, one that we won't disclose to the public, just to our private listeners. And by this point, you should be getting your Christmas card if you're a Patreon listener soon. We're a little behind, but that's my fault because I'm real crazy busy. But anyways, that's it for today. Okay. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.